And just to follow up to Axel's point, and I'd like to get Norm's take on this, which is tomorrow we're presenting a survey of 150 people who received adjuvant chemo for colon rectal cancer in the last 5 years. And we basically the same thing that the Australian study did in breast cancer 20 years ago. We said, how much benefit would you want to receive in order to go through chemotherapy again? And, you know, with all the attendant bias in there, about a third of these people said they would go through the same chemotherapy again for a 1% reduction or relapse rate. And for 3%, more than half of them would go through therapy. Whether that's typical of the average patients in practice, it certainly was less than what the oncologist in our patterns of care survey estimated. Norm, any thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I certainly agree with the sentiments that have been articulated here. I think from a biologic standpoint, there's absolutely no reason to think that stage 2 or Dukes B patients are a unique biological subset relative to their responsiveness to adjuvant therapy. It's that they're at lower risk. And even the MOSAIC trial with a high risk and low risk stage 2 still showed the same relative risk. I think what your analysis, Neil, has shown, I think, is very useful in that the heterogeneity does not lie in the tumor and it doesn't lie with the patient. That patients want to be treated for the same low risk, whether they have breast cancer or whether they have carcinoma of the colon. The heterogeneity lies in the fact that traditionally the medical oncologist who specializes in colorectal cancer is less likely to be enthusiastic about the treatment. So what really was the irksome part from my perspective is not that all stage 2 patients should be treated. It's that all stage 2 patients should be apprised of the fact that there is a benefit with adjuvant chemotherapy. And then they could be informed and in a better position to decide whether they do or do not wish to proceed. I think what we really need to resolve the issue is something that goes beyond the traditional factors that we've been using, such as 18q and MSS, and have something equivalent to an Oncotype DX for stage 2 and even perhaps stage 3 cancer of the colon. And I think that we're making very significant progress relative to that endpoint.
I want to ask Rich, who's been the co-chair of our colorectal cancer think tank since we started them a few years ago. And the group has actually been kind of following this little project that we've been doing and kind of, you know, giving us feedback and encouragement. And last summer, we talked about the breast versus colon. And one of the investigators said, yeah, the breast cancer people treat patients for 1% improvement and they're crazy. That's not good medicine. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm going to come back to agree with Norman that every patient with stage 2 cancer probably is going to benefit from an hour spent with the medical oncologist. And even if there's a discussion about the relative benefits of chemotherapy and the patient and the oncologist opt not to treat the patient, there are a couple of other opportunities that come with that. One is to take a family history and to tell the patient that their siblings and parents and children may have an increased risk of colon cancer and ought to present themselves for screening. And then the other thing, which is increasingly being stressed by such individuals as Patty Gantz and Lance Armstrong, is to develop a survivorship plan for them. Tell them how they're different after their colon cancer resection in terms of their health-related issues for the next 5, 10, 25 years of their lives than they were before in terms of when they need follow-up colonoscopy, what sort of screening tests they ought to have for recurrence, so that if they're one of the 1 in 5 patients that develops recurrence, we can capture it at a time when it's likely to be curative. And even though some surgeons might say, well, if I send them to the oncologist, I know they're going to treat them, hopefully the value that people would get from a consultation with us would extend beyond just that decision-making.